Mike Devlin, CEO of Evergreen Films, described what he sees as Alaska's newest big moneymaker to the Chamber's business audience.
Today, when you talk to anybody in Hollywood and you use the term Hollywood North, they think of Vancouver because there's a huge production industry in Vancouver. So our job is to change that so that when people say Hollywood North, they think of Alaska. And I think there's a great opportunity to do that.
Devlin said in 2008, the television and movie industry spent over $1 billion in British Columbia and supported some 20,000 jobs. Devlin was one of three panelists discussing what luring Hollywood productions to Alaska could mean. Besides Devlin, there was Carolyn Robinson, owner of Sprocket Heads, also of Anchorage, and Dave Worrell, manager of the state film office. In her talk, Robinson held up a film can and asked the audience to visualize a more familiar Alaskan symbol.
Think of this can of movie film as you would a barrel of oil.
Robinson explained.
On average, a feature film spends $100,000 per day. We can build a new kind of pipeline. In fact, those of us in the local film industry have already broken ground. But it is you and your people and your know-how and your ability to deliver goods and services that will weld and bolt this new economic pipeline.
Robinson played the final credits of a feature film on the chamber screen. She told the audience to think of those service credits as future business they might enjoy if a film company needed what the businesses could offer, whether it's catering, lodging, set building, transportation, and all the other needs required to shoot a film on location. Dave Worrell, manager of the State of Alaska Film Office, said besides the services local businesses offer, they can also give the out-of-state film production companies tax credit breaks. Under a new state incentive plan, the production companies receive a base tax credit when dealing with a local business, plus additional credits for hiring locally, filming in the off-season, and going to rural Alaska. Devlin, whose Evergreen Films is a production and studio company, says the credit system is crucial, but so is establishing an infrastructure and supplying Alaska expertise. That's why his company decided to invite Nana Development to become a one-third partner. NDC President and CEO Helvi Sandvig says her company and its subsidiaries bring to Evergreen a wide array of services.
We're in the logistics, we're in the catering, we're in the housekeeping, we're in facilities management business, but we also have a civil construction company, we have a structural construction company, we have engineering companies. We're a very diverse company.
Evergreen Films has invested over $10 million in its Alaska facility for 3D production and post-production technologies. It has completed or is working on 4 3D documentaries, plus concert films of the Dave Matthews Band and Fish. It's now trying to develop a television series based on Dana Stabenow's detective novels, Kate Shugak, Alaska PI. The state's biggest remaining problem to luring Hollywood to Alaska is its lack of sound stages. Robinson said there should be 4, and there currently are none. She suggested one possibility might be to convert existing warehouses. Robinson concluded by saying last Thursday she'd received confirmation that another Hollywood film company had chosen Alaska, with production beginning in early 2011.
I'm not yet at liberty to release most details of the project. However, I do have permission to let you know that discussions are underway with such leading male actors as Viggo Mortensen, Liam Neeson, and Oscar winner Jeff Bridges.
She added that Alaska was chosen after a worldwide location search. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.